This is Ben Goujon with Quad City Arts. Welcome back to Talking Art, supported by Quad City Bank and Trust. Today, I am talking art with muralist extraordinaire Sarah Robb. Sarah, welcome to Talking Art. I'm so excited to have you here today and to chat because you are one of my favorite artists and I love working with you. And so I'm excited to hear about everything you've got going on this summer. What do you have going on?
Oh, funny you should mention that, Ben. I love working with you, too, by the way, and thanks for having me here today. This is quite the pleasure, and we always have good chats, so I'm assuming this will go great. Well, right now, we're getting prepared for Metro. That's getting ready to start here next week. So that's my big plan for the summer, because that usually monopolizes about 5 weeks of my life, which is a good thing. It's one of my favorite things to do every year. So, but I'll be busy with that starting on Monday. So.
Yeah. And for those who don't know, Metro is Quad City Arts' Metro Arts Youth Apprenticeship Program. Quad City Arts brings in area youth from ages 15 to 21 to do public art projects around the city. And Sarah is the lead artist for our murals program. We have two groups this year, mm-hmm. one who will be painting in the mornings and one in the afternoons. Where are you going to be painting at this year, Sarah?
Well, in the mornings, we're going to be over, we're going to be in Rock Island at the Goodyear Building, historic building near downtown, downtown Rock Island, excuse me. And then I'll be scooting over to Davenport in the afternoons from 1:30 to 4:30 at the Putnam. So two big projects that I'm super excited about, and it's fun to be in two different cities throughout the Quad Cities as well. So we're pretty stoked about it.
Yeah, and how many apprentices are you working with this year?
I was lucky enough to be able to hire two groups of 12. And then in each group, I also get a senior apprentice. So there's 11 apprentices and then one senior apprentice for each group as well. So.
Yeah, and all the apprenticeships are paid apprenticeships. One of the things of the Metro Arts program is we like to not only teach students about their art skills, but also about their business skills. Could you talk a little about that and how the process helps prepare them to maybe be a professional artist like you someday?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Well, I mean, from the very beginning, they have to apply. They're interviewed, hired, and paid for the 5-week program. But we like to approach it from the professional level right from the beginning. So the first week, I break them into groups. They get to do designs, conceptualizing, preparing themselves for presentation for the client. And then the end of that first week, it's that fast. At the end of that first week, they're presenting to the client. The client then chooses that design. And then starting the following week, we're right onto the wall. A lot of times they have to do their own prep work, which is part of what I have to do sometimes too. And then transferring the design, we use different methods for that. I teach them some of that. And then they're painting for the rest of the process. So it's their baby from the very beginning to the very end. So
that's so awesome. And I'm sure super empowering for those young artists to get the opportunity to work with an actual client, you know.
Absolutely.
So often as an artist, we think of, oh, we can just do whatever we want. But as you know well, and we'll talk more about this later, a lot of times you have outside demands that are forcing on what you're going to do.
Right.
How long have you been working with Metro Arts?
Believe it or not, 18 years.
Oh, my
gosh. I know. I never thought, I always say this, and people, I've probably said this a million times, but I never thought I'd be doing anything as an artist for 18 years, you know?
Yeah.
I thought it'd just be this constant roller coaster, but that's been a very consistent thing throughout my career, being back here in the Quad Cities. I'm very grateful for it. It truly is a blessing in my life, so.
Well, we love having you as our lead artist for the murals and can't wait to see what you and the apprentices come up with next year. Before we go, I did want to talk a little bit about the upcoming Chalk Art Fest that Quad City Arts puts on. You are one of the judges for that.
I am. I can't remember how many years it's been now. At least a few. question mark.
Ever since I've been around.
Yeah, it's so much fun, but it's so hard. It's so competitive. But what I think my favorite part of it is seeing the up-and-coming young artist is really exciting for me. A lot of, because you know, a lot they have the two different categories, right? I mean, you could probably elaborate a little bit more about that, but just seeing the youth and the different things that can happen, that's exciting. And then also, I see some of the Metro kids that participate in it as well that I have worked with in the past, and I don't know, just being a part of it is, it's just pretty cool. The location is awesome. The Sweetbriar Park location is completely ideal for the whole festival, and I don't know. I'm just, yeah. Again, Quad City Arts, thank you for letting me be a part of such cool things all the time. So
yeah, the Chalk Art Fest will be June 22nd and 23rd down at Schwiebert Park. We've got over 90 groups of artists this year, so I don't know how you do your job and select winners from that, because there is just some amazing talent down there.
Absolutely.
All right, Sarah.
Okay,
so let's
Ben.
Dive into the nitty-gritty.
Okay, here we go.
So obviously, we've heard all about your work with Metro and judging chalk art, but tell me a little bit more about you as an artist. What has your journey been like? How did you start your journey as an artist?
Whoa, that's a great question, Ben. it's funny because I always joke around with the Metro kids that I work with every summer. When you're trying to figure out your path through life and you're going this direction, going that direction, I went to 5 different colleges before I figured out, like, this is what I need to be doing. So I ended up taking one St. Ambrose. I went there for a period of time, taking one drawing class with Les Bell. I'm just going to shout out Les Bell. And that's what I use as my portfolio to get into the art college out in Laguna Beach, California, when I moved out there. So it was just one of those things, like, I'm just going to go for it. Something clicked when I took that art class. And anyway, the rest is really history. And then I spent about 9 years out there in California. A lovely long vacation, as I always call it, because I really am a Midwest girl in my heart. So I came back here. I've been back here for about 18 years now. This is my home. Like I said, I'm a Midwest girl. So currently, I mean, I've been pursuing as many murals and community projects as I can throughout the time that I've been back here, working with youth, working with a variety of community projects. But I also do a lot of commission work. I love doing portraits and of animals and people and that type of stuff. And right now I'm really actually trying to focus on that quite a bit, get back into that detail work that I've always loved to do. Not that I don't appreciate being client-based, but it's, you know, it's one of those things where as an artist, you're like, why am I not doing my own work that I want to do? So I've been kind of working on that as well. I'm all over the place. I mean, I really don't say no to a job. A mentor taught me that when I was in college. She was a wonderful mentor, and she's like, you know, in order to make this a full-time career, you're just going to have to learn to not say no and figure it out as you go along. So I think I've done a pretty good job so far, and I am full-time, so this is what I do for a living. This is how I pay my bills, so.
Well, is that what led you into murals, was just saying yes to things, or did you always kind of have a propensity for wanting to do murals?
Well, that's good. That's great. Yes, because that kind of leads me into the whole Metro thing, the way we structure the Metro program with the murals. My very first mural was actually a class that I audited after I graduated from Laguna College of Art and Design. And so some of my friends were still in college. And so we signed up for this class that basically started with a meeting in the summer where they wanted us to all each come up with our own design. And then we came back in the fall and then we presented our designs. One got chosen and it was my design that got chosen. And then we had to present to the Laguna Beach, the city commission or whatever it was called at the time. And then we use the entire semester to produce the artwork. And then, so it's just funny how that happened to me and it kind of changed my perspective for my art career forever, really. And
sure.
I loved the demand of it. I loved the heat. I loved climbing. I loved the challenge of translating it from something small to something big. The collaboration, working with other artists. I mean, I just couldn't get enough of it. So when I got asked, when I moved back to this area about being a part of Metro, I said, well, could we structure it like this? Is this, would this be a good idea? This is what it was taught to me. And that's kind of been the thing ever since, you know, the professional aspect and what was taught to me. So great question, Ben, because that was really, really an important part of who I am and what makes me who I am today. So.
Well, yeah, it makes me think about, like, you talk about that collaboration. And I think so often we think of visual art as a very solitary sort of work. You know, you're the, the painter at the easel or the writer at the typewriter. Like, it's
right.
But with these murals, they are large collaborative pieces.
Right. And the public and the community gets to be a part of it. So it just goes above and beyond just the creative people, right? It goes into the community. You get to share that experience with everybody around you, and there's just nothing like it. I mean, I fell in love with it immediately. I mean, I always joke around, they're going to have to pry my fingers off the scaffolding before I call it quits in this world. So I'm still very passionate about it to this day.
That's
so.
I always joke that if I have 6 months to live, I'm putting up a production of Death of a Salesman and starring in it. So, I understand that sentiment.
Right, right. Yeah, you can't make me stop. Right.
it also fascinates me with your work because you just did the last picture house, the side mm-hmm. of that building that that kind of crossover between your artwork and commercial work.
Right.
You know, because you've done tons of signs and murals around town. And I'm sure in each of them there's a different amount of your artistic input that you get to add to that.
Right. And I partnered with Heidi Sallows on the last picture house. That was a big, huge undertaking that we had to get done very quickly. But that all goes back to not saying no to a job, right? Mm-hmm. So over the years, I've just kind of learned to adapt to different things. And signs and people's logos and stuff has really been a part of kind of what I do. You know, so it's interesting how that evolves, you know what I mean? Like someone sees you doing a mural of, I don't know, a bunch of flowers, but then they're automatically like, oh, so you can do signs too, right?
Sure.
You know, and so that's just kind of how it works. I mean, you know, these different jobs come along your path and you just don't say no to kind of make yourself very diverse as an artist. I knew very early on in my art college days, I should say, because there was lots of colleges, that I knew that I wasn't going to be particularly a fine artist. I knew that I was going to need some structure. I knew that I was going to need assignments.
Sure.
You know what I mean?
Sure, yeah.
And so, I mean, and fine art is its own challenge, you know, that it takes a lot of dedication and sort of being comfortable with scheduling your time in a way, right? I knew that I needed someone just to tell me how to schedule that time.
Sure.
Right. And so deadlines were great for me. The freedom of being a fine artist just wasn't part of who I was in that college experience because they really made us learn everything that first year, like fine art, animation, graphic design, all of it, photography, sculpture. And I knew that illustration was more of a good fit for me. Mm-hmm. So, and then I also minored in graphic design, which both of those worlds have very easily combined to help me with different tools and things.
Well, yeah, and your pieces are always, they're very graphic, very bold, bright, which is what I love about them because you're driving down the street and I see a mural and I can say like, oh, that's one of Sarah's.
Absolutely.
Because you have such a distinct style.
Well, thank you. Yeah. I've heard that before from people. And you know, sometimes it's funny as an artist, you don't see it, right? You don't see that that's your style or that's the way you interpret something or create something. And I know that too, like that graphic sensibility that I have started from that very first mural in Laguna Beach. And there was this thing happening with graphic design at that time, because that was many years ago.
Yeah.
I won't say how many years ago. No one needs to know that. But yeah, it was just a couple years ago. But there was this graphic design sensibility that was happening where people were experimenting with overlays and different filters that could be used with Photoshop and stuff. And so that very first mural that I did was completely designed on the computer. And so I think that's always kind of stuck with me a little bit, that like, especially with the community projects that I do where it's achievable for any skill level with, you know, because like the little ones all the way up to who, you know, whatever age can still work on this project and get it done in time, you know what I mean, in a short period of time. So I think that's where that comes from, that graphic design mentality, that sort of graphic mentality that I have, sort of lends itself to these community projects and the different things that I've done in the Quad Cities. So,
Yeah. And I love those community projects. And I had not seen that or heard that until working with you on the WIU project last year.
Oh, yes.
You know, which, and, you know, we kind of playfully refer to it as the paint by number.
Yeah. But, yep. But there's really no other way to put it. I mean, you say that and people understand what that means. And then it also gives people sort of a sense of relief that I can actually handle this. I can come and I can paint and I can do the things, because it really is just a large scale. The way I map it out for the volunteers, it's just a large scale paint by numbers format.
Yeah.
You know, and then I do all the fine tuning at the end if anything needs to be sort of cleaned up or any finer details need to be done. That's all my responsibility in the end as well. So anyway, yeah, we call it paint by numbers because it's just the best way to communicate that to everybody involved. Yep.
Yeah, so. And it's, you know, they're obviously not everyone in society is an artist, but everyone has an artist in them somewhere.
Oh, absolutely.
And a community project like that allows people to express that and feel a part of it. I mean, I don't think I laid a single bit of paint on that mural, but like right. I was there through the process, and every time I drive by that mural, you know, you get that little sense of satisfaction and to be able to give community members that, like,
absolutely.
Hey, I was part of that. I helped make that. I helped brighten up this corner of the city.
And that's really what it's all about. And I, you know, I can paint a million murals by myself, but I don't think I'll ever get the same gratification as I do when I work with the community. Like, there's just something different about it. It's almost like the things that were taught to me and the things that were learned to me, I am now sharing with other people. And they don't necessarily have to be artist or trained artist or, you know, so there's something really gratifying about that. Again, I'm going back and saying again that I'm very blessed because I didn't foresee that in my future. It just kind of happened. And so I've embraced it ever since the first one, you know, so.
Sure. And it's, I can't tell you how many people I have spoken to in the community who have said, oh yeah, I know, Sarah, I did Metro Arts when I was in high school. You know, and they have that connection with you, but then connections with these murals that you've helped bring to life. All
absolutely,
around the cities.
I just told the story the other day. Speaking of Metro kids that I've known forever, one that I was with me the very first year was at Walmart the other day, and with like these children that are like in grade school, and there she is shopping, this full grown woman that I met when she was 15 years old. And it just really puts things into perspective, like not only how long I've been doing the program, but just these relationships and these people that I was part of their lives at one point. And there were some individuals that were with me 4, 5, 6 years, like all the way from 15 to 21. You know, there's some that come home from college I have lunch with, and these relationships of these young people that never would have happened otherwise if it wasn't for this program, you know, it's pretty special. And so when I saw her at Walmart the other day, I just kind of smiled. I'm like, yeah, it made me feel old a little bit, but it made me smile because she looked real happy and she was doing real good for herself. So,
well, and I would love
pretty
to
awesome.
Talk more about that, just about, you know, like you said, the apprentice could do the program for 5 or 6 years.
Yeah.
You know, and for me, you see some of those kids who go through the program and then maybe become a senior apprentice. And then you see them out in the community doing their own work, you know, and starting up their own businesses as artists and doing work in the community. And talk a little bit about that, about like what it's like to kind of help nurture that and see that progression of these students as artists.
Right. It takes me back to like when I mentioned that mentor of mine earlier, right? And so it's like, okay, now we've come full circle. Now I am her, right? So this is where we're at, you know, and I don't pretend to have the best advice in the world, but what I try to do is just sort of be a positive role model, you know, and tell them that there's a reason why you're here. You know, you're a creative soul. I'm not saying that you can't go be a doctor still, but just right. This is an important part of the process as a creative soul. Don't lose that, you know, and then seeing where they go after that. So if and I have worked with them after high school, like if some of them want to pursue that as a career, I'll hire them to come work with me on different projects and stuff like that. And I know that's becoming quite the thing in our area now is like, can we nurture these young people? I mean, the different things that Quad City Arts has done recently, these young artists. So it's pretty fulfilling to be a part of that initial process with them and seeing where their careers are going to go.
Yeah.
And I'm always available. My phone is always on. And my email, I always answer my email. So I have absolutely no problem with any question that they might have. And they all know that after they go through the program. So, yeah, it's interesting. And to see where they go, you know. And some of them are going to these big schools like Kansas City Art Institute and all of it. Or Milwaukee or, you know, and they're going on to do just these amazing things. And so if I was a part of that in some little way, yeah, it's pretty special. So,
well, yeah, it's that idea of... You know, you just talk about, like, in show business, like, you send the elevator back down.
Right. Exactly.
I'm up here on high now.
Right, send that elevator back down. Yes.
You know, and that's what I love so much about the Metro program is just seeing those young artists flourish, mm-hmm. both artistically and as people. You know, it's such a unique experience.
Right, and as people, that's perfect. Yeah, I should mention that. Like, the way these kids will come in, I always joke around, like, some of them will come in at, like, 15, 16, and I can't get them to talk. And by the time they're, like, in college and they're still coming back, I can't get them to shut up. You know what I mean? But I think they evolve into these people because they're around like-minded souls, like-minded artists and creative people. And I always joke around. I say, yeah, we're just a bunch of weirdos hanging out and doing art. You know what I mean? That's what creative people are, right? We might be a little different, but, you know, we all can do this together and hang out and have fun and appreciate the fact that we have these like-mindedness going on. So it's interesting how they evolve. And I know a little bit that has to do with aging, right? I mean,
sure.
Obviously, we all, like, once we get into high school, then college, that we really change once those years happen. But I think it is, the program really allows these young people to find themselves, you know, and when they come in quiet like that, you know, like, they're really looking for an outlet. They're really looking for a place to belong and fit in, you know.
Sure.
And like I said, and by the time they're off to college, they're just, like, personality galore and driving me nuts. So, I mean, I love them all.
The
Well, and I always call them my Metro babies because I don't have children of my own. So they call me Metro Mommy, and they're my Metro babies. So sometimes I do roll my eyes like a parent probably would, you know, it's like, you're driving me nuts today, but I still love you. But yeah, it's quite the process and it's a lot of fun. It's just fun. So
how many murals have you done with Metro?
Oh, geez. Okay. So
put you on the spot here.
You are, because I should know this.
18 years.
Because there was a couple years where we did two in one mornings, like one morning, because it used to be just mornings, 8:30 to 12:30. But then we've also done splashes of like street art type stuff in Bettendorf that year when Heidi and I doubled up. I have no idea. I mean, I'd have to really sit down and think about that. Well, at least 18.
Yeah. Yeah.
But you got to add on all the extras. But yeah, I mean, but like this year, for example, I'm doubled up again. So there'll be two in one year. And I've doubled up quite a bit over the years.
Yeah,
so.
Last year you did three.
There was three. Yeah, well, yeah.
Four.
No, one, two, three, four.
Yeah.
And then Heidi had, what, a few?
She did three.
Three.
With her Metro group, yeah.
Yep. So we had seven murals alone just in the program last year.
Yeah.
Which was insane to think about.
Yeah, it's
pretty, kind of a blur, actually.
It's
I know I was there.
Well, speaking of Metro moms and Metro babies, do you have a favorite?
No, Ben, I do not have a favorite. How dare
not
you ask me that?
A favorite piece.
I don't know. I think just to kind of put into perspective of when I felt like there was a shift happening with the program as far as conceptually, we were in Davenport one year, and I'll never forget this. We were sitting in the room and we're designing. We got the different groups, and this one group was really stuck on the giant octopus. And I'm like, okay, what does that have anything to do with Quad Cities, whatever. And then another group was like, oh, no, we really want to do a squid. design. I'm like, okay, now this is getting ridiculous. Okay, so what? Okay, fine. Sell me on it. Okay, cool. We're going to do that. And then another one was about a nighttime forest scene. It was very fantastical and cool. And I'm like, whoa, these are all really out of the box. Let's see what happens. Oh, Davenport ate it up. And as we all have probably seen, especially if you live in Davenport, the truck eating bridge going down Harrison Street? Yes. Yes. Going down there, 5th. Yep. I think it's 5th. There's a giant octopus mural. So we know how that story ended with a giant octopus mural. So I think that was the year I realized, okay, so this is kind of shifting, where we went from trains and predictable things and rivers and, to just kind of a shift of creativity. I could see it happening with the kids, the youth. I could see it happening with myself. I could see it happening with the cities. I could see it happening with Quad City Arts. So I always talk about that one in particular, not that it's, I have a favorite, but I felt like that was when things really shifted for the program.
Sure.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, and I've seen so many clients lately who have said, we don't want a river.
Right. Right. I mean, you can only do a variation of a river so many times, right? And I know that's a very important part of our community. So I'm always trying to push the youth to figure out how to interpret things straight out of the box. How do we do a river, but don't do a river,
Right. Or, what's the literal, and then what's the completely abstract
right.
version?
Right. How do we get to that point? And I tell you what, I'm glad it's them and not me.
Sure.
Because honestly, they keep me youthful. Their ideas are so fresh and so fun that I think I owe them a lot for keeping my ideas sort of circulating and fresh and fun and things like that, because they're just coming up with just stuff. And I'm just like, whoa, what is happening? It's just really cool to watch and be a part of. And so I kind of leave that up to them. That first week, I always say I guide them through the process. I want to make sure I may influence okay, we really can't do that 50 portraits of people because we can't get that done in 5 weeks. So you have to rein it in a little bit. But other than that, I'm really just trying to guide them through the process and letting them come up with their own ideas. And just being there to answer their questions, and maybe that's not a good idea because maybe the community, that kind of stuff where you're just making sure it's appropriate for the community to view and things like that. But other than that, I really am just sitting back and watching them do their things. It's pretty cool.
Yeah. Well, and that's such a great point too, because murals are such large public pieces.
Mm-hmm.
You're usually on someone else's property. It's not like a fine artist where,
right.
I can just draw whatever I want to draw. And
absolutely.
You have to take all those things into consideration.
You really do. I mean, the community does have a voice, more so than it ever has in my lifetime as a mural artist. So we have to tread lightly with that and be sensitive to the community's opinions and needs. Being culturally aware, being diverse, all the things that should be important to everyone, not just us as mural artists, right? So
yeah.
So we really teach that in the program. We very much emphasize that and the awareness of that, all that conversation takes place that first week, And so if there's any questions at that point, that's when we're asking them and answering them at the best we can. But yeah, so yeah. We got to make sure that the community is also happy with what we're doing, because it's public art.
Yeah.
And that's why it's just what it is.
It
yeah, it's public
everyone.
Art. Yeah,
yeah.
Absolutely.
Well, speaking of your art, mm-hmm. I didn't know you painted dogs.
Yes.
Tell me about your dog
painting. I have been doing commission work on the side outside of the mural world for a long time. I just don't necessarily, usually it's more like a friend of a friend or friends like, hey, will you draw my dog or paint my dog or a person? But lately it's starting to kind of pick up big time. It's I don't know what's going on, but I'm promoting it now. Okay, this is something I really enjoy doing. I love doing detail work, like we talked about earlier a little bit. So I'm having fun with it. It is so much fun. I don't know what it is. So I'm just kind of diving into that world where I can sort of nurture that side of myself as an artist. And we'll see how I balance all the things in the end, right? Talk to me at the end of the summer.
Just keep saying yes, Sarah.
Just keep saying yes.
Keep saying yes.
I sure will.
That's great. Well, any other projects you've got going on right now? Obviously, Metro's coming up. We talked about you doing judging for Chalk Art Fest.
Not really. I do have some commission work, some dog portraits and some people portraits and some things that I'll be working on at the shop. But other than that, during these 5 weeks, I usually block that out.
Sure.
So, and because I'm doubled up, I mean, it's basically like having a full-time job for 5 weeks. I mean, I'll have a Fridays off and then the weekends to work on my commission work on the side, and some nibbles, some possibilities happening that I'm not going to talk about quite yet that might be happening toward the end of the summer after the program is finished. But we'll see. I'm kind of just going to do the Metro thing first and then go from there. But, yeah, and stay busy with my commissioned art. So, yeah.
That's awesome. Well, as always, I can't wait to see what you and the Metro apprentices do and what you do because, as I said at the beginning, I love your work. I just love seeing it around the community, and it just always brightens my day. So thanks once again, Sarah, for being here with me today, for joining us on Talking Art. And thank you again to Quad City Bank and Trust for supporting Talking Art. For more information on Metro Arts and the Chalk Art Fest, which is June 22nd and 23rd in Schwebert Park, you can find all that info at quadcityarts.com. And to find out more about Sarah's personal work, you can check out at Rob Designs on social media. And again, that's Rob with two B's, or at rob-designs.com. Thanks so much for joining us. Again, this is Ben Goujon with Quad City Arts, and thanks for talking art with us.